This is KERA News. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, what homeless young people in North Texas are up against. The Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance just released new data from the 2019 youth count. Madeline Reedy is with City Square, one of the groups behind the count, and she's here to talk about the results. Madeline Reedy, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Now, first off, what's the age range of kids y'all have encountered on these surveys?
When you talk about homeless youth, you're talking about young people up to the age of 26, starting at the age of 12.
Why is it so important to know how many homeless young people are out there?
Well, it informs our services. It tells us if we have enough beds in the community. It tells us if the social service agencies that are out there are really meeting the needs in the community at this time.
What are some of the reasons young people become homeless?
It's numerous. When we did our questionnaire, what you would think is that young people are running away from home, that they don't like the rules of the house, right? That's what you typically think, is that all these youth on the streets are choosing to be there. And that's not really the truth. So our data shows that the majority of young people are dealing with some type of family instability, whether that is family violence or family finances. That's what's causing them to be homeless, close to 60%.
Is it difficult for a homeless teen or 20-something to get a job? What stands in their way?
Numbers of things stand in their way. At City Square's track program, we see about 900 young people a year. 50% of them don't have their high school diploma or GED. That's going to stand in the way of what kind of living wage job they can get. A 12-year-old is too young to have a job. So age in itself and experience. Our study showed that the majority of our young people are trying to get a job. I think it was 89% either are currently working or actively looking for a job.
What do they say is the major impediment to them getting a job?
The fact that they don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. When what you're worried about is where am I going to sleep and is it safe? Then that becomes everything that you are thinking about, and you're not having time to do your homework or having time to show up to work on time.
What was the breakdown for this year? How many homeless young people were counted?
We had two different counts this year, so we did one in January and one in June, and the combined count was 250 homeless young people. What's interesting is that it's about a 50-50 split in terms of gender. We didn't really count as many transgender young people as I would have thought. It was less than 2%. We also see a preponderance of over 50% identify as Black or African American. And so that definitely informs the fact that the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance as a group, everybody involved in the committee, is working on racial equity.
What is something that most people miss or don't think about when it comes to homeless youth?
I think most people miss really understanding how hard it is, really understanding that you don't become homeless on a whim, that when we looked at our survey data, the majority of our young people had an adverse childhood experience. So this is a severe trauma that they've gone through. And so not only is there trauma from having to be homeless and having to sleep outside or in a shelter or be separated from your parents, but you also have these young people who have these compounded issues of that they dealt with family violence or child abuse or neglect, or they were part of the foster care system or part of the adult justice system, or they've been sexually assaulted. And so to compound all those traumas and to think about a young person who maybe ticked all of those boxes, to really understand how difficult it is to provide them hope, to provide them opportunity, to provide them a chance to kind of change their stars, if you will, and know that there's something better out there for them.
Madeline Reedy is the director of City Square's track program. Thanks for being here.
No problem.